Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network is a radio frequency of continuous streaming science, knowledge, and wisdom, which promotes and sustains the activation of the present evolutionary process of immortality and the unfolding of the God Self within the evolving planetary society on planet Earth. The Jewel Network is committed to broadcasting the sciences of life and the sciences of living. By cultivating the mind of a scientist, you are being able to extract the very best the current 21st century has to offer. You are listening to the Psycho-Neuro-Immunology Hour with your host, Dr. Heather Pierman, Dean of the 13th College of Regeneration Medicine and Clinical Health Services with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, owner of Intelligently Designed Wellness, chiropractor, clinical nutrition specialist, and is a quantum life and relationship coach. Dr. Pierman is highly revered by many for her ability to bring the mind, body, and infinite intelligence into alignment.
Greetings and welcome to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. We have a great show in store for you today. And the topic is something that I just love to talk about. You should know about your body. Why? Because your body is part of your purpose. Your body is part of your purpose. So, you know, we all know that we have a body, but the question is, you know, how much do you really think you know about your body? You know, we go through school, through elementary school, we go through junior high school. This is here in the U.S., okay, the structure here in the U.S., and we take some basic courses, some basic biology courses, but, you know, we really don't tend to retain it because we're not being taught to look at it in terms of it really being our body. We're just being taught about the human body as opposed to it being your body. So how much do you think you really know about your body? If you really ask yourself today, how much do you think you know? You know that you have a heart and that it beats. Okay, you know that you have a stomach, you know that you have a digestive system that digests food, you know that you have a small intestine, large intestine, that you have some endocrine glands, but how well do you know your body? You know, it's not knowing these systems that, it's not just knowing these systems that makes one really understand their body. It's really the relationship ultimately that they have with their body. And by knowing these systems, in regards to having a relationship with your body, knowing these systems actually helps you to build a better relationship with your body, because your body serves so much more than it just having a heart that beats, okay, just having a pair of kidneys and adrenal glands and a thyroid and, you know, and a brain. You know, every single gland and organ system serves you know, different purposes for you. It's not just having a body. It's about how these organ systems are serving you. And if we knew more about ourselves, our bodies would respond so much more to how we exist, to how we function. You know, we develop relationships with people. I think we're developing relationships with people, but we don't develop a relationship with our body, okay? And that is something that if we did, you know what? We would be doing so much better. You know, we would find that disease really would, it would definitely be less and less, okay? And for some of us, it just wouldn't even exist. But definitely because of our programming and, again, how we're conditioned, how we're taught, we really see the body as being something as completely separate from us. There's a disconnect, okay, as opposed to understanding that your body is your body and that your body is here to serve you in actually a divine way. Your body is here to serve you in a divine way. So, you know, I want to talk about my education just a little bit here. You know, I have always loved the sciences, you know, throughout elementary and high school. You know, I remember being in college and having to dissect a frog. Okay, I was just fascinated. And then, you know, taking classes like organic chemistry and physics, you know, taking physics, not quantum physics, but physics at the time. And but just, you know, always being fascinated. And, you know, I really was somewhat undecided about what I wanted to do. You know, I thought that I love math. You know, I thought that I really love math. So I, you know, once I took calculus with analytic geometry, I stopped, okay, because I felt like that was just a language. That was just a whole other language. But it wasn't so much about it being another language. It just wasn't what I was resonating with. But I always came back to the sciences. I always came back to anatomy and physiology. And then, you know, once I learned about chiropractic, you know, and how this was an alternative health care practice, that grabbed my interest, okay? And, of course, once you go into chiropractic school, you're taking more classes on anatomy and physiology, and we are going to expand upon that in a moment, but we're going to take a sponsor break, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. And, you know, today we are discussing you should know about your body. Why? Question mark. Because your body is part of your purpose, okay? This is why you should know about your body, because your body is actually part of your purpose. So, again, I was just talking about, you know, talking about my education, you know, going through college and then, you know, always being drawn to the sciences. And then when I went to chiropractic school, you know, we had some magnificent courses, you know, again, you know, in college I dissected a frog and I think a cat, okay? Now, but in chiropractic school, that's when we really got down to dissection. You know, we had to dissect these human cadavers, both male and female, and I was just fascinated. I would spend time in the lab. Like, you couldn't get me out of there. Whenever I had free time, I was in there. And, you know, looking at a nerve and how thin it was, I was just in amazement. And looking at these organs and these tissue systems, and, you know, I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I remember students saying to me, oh, you know, these classes are so hard. You know, you're just going to fail and blah, blah, blah. You might as well give up now. And, you know, it wasn't about a grade for me. It was really about the information. And I didn't realize that I was being drawn to information at that time. You know, at that time, it was just being fascinated with what I was learning. The challenge ultimately was, in all of this, was I never saw any of this information as myself, okay? I always saw it outside of myself. Now, this is years of education with regards to learning anatomy and physiology, having to take exams and state boards in order so you can get your license, right? But, you know, ultimately, what was the challenge? I didn't see it relative to myself. I only saw it relative to what I was looking at that time and how I needed this information for what I was learning, okay? And, you know, and even as you go through these institutions, you know, this is how you're still being taught. You're not really being taught to see this as yourself, to make the connection between yourself, because, you know, you could say a dissection class, okay, or an anatomy and physiology class, you know, you're having conversations about how the heart is working or how your thyroid is working or your pancreas or your spleen, and you're still not seeing it as you, okay, or how this is there for you. Again, you're seeing it as something is separate from yourself. So so ultimately, what am I saying here? What is being said here is that, you know, really for someone to know about themselves, they don't have to go to medical school or chiropractic school or optometry school or osteopathic school or podiatry school to learn about themselves, okay? You know, but we should, because your body was given to you for a purpose, okay? And again, if we had a better relationship with our own physiology, with our own anatomy, you know what? The energy, the frequency, okay, how we resonate with ours, okay, would be completely different, okay? We have been conditioned to think that we have to put our bodies and our health into someone else's hands, and someone else has to make the decision for us, okay? Now, there's a difference if, you know, as we go to see our medical practitioners, or even our alternative practitioners, that, yes, they provide us with information, but what we fail to realize is that the body that they are giving you information about is yours. And no matter how many times throughout the years, no matter how many clients I've worked with, okay, you know, we really have to go through several sessions before it clicks that they realize that that is their body, okay, and that no one should be dictating to you home that this is not yours, okay, and that you have no right to make any decisions about it. This is yours. This is what you were given, and this is why we need to understand about our bodies. Why? Because the more you know about your body, the more control that you have over your reality, the more of an understanding, the more alignment that you have with yourself and nature, okay? So, again, it's not just about learning about a white blood cell or about a spleen. It's really about, it's really about beginning to understand yourself in consciousness. So, again, you don't have to go to any professional school to learn about your body, but by learning about your body is going to give you so much information, and you will continue to expand on levels that you didn't even know about yourself before, because now you have this information. So, you know, let's talk about our bodies for a moment. Not the body, but our bodies here. Do you know how many systems you have? Do you know how many systems you have? Okay, we're going to go through some of them right now. And I'm actually going to give you some information about your systems, okay? So this way, you know, when you leave this radio show this evening, that you have more information about yourself that you didn't have before. And this really is, when you have it, you're going to just, it's just going to expand your awareness on levels that you weren't even looking at before, okay? Okay, so let's see here. How many organ systems do we have? We have the integumentary system. We have the muscular system, the skeletal system, the nervous system, okay? We have the circulatory system, the lymphatic system, the respiratory system. We have the endocrine system, the good old endocrine system. Well, it's not old, but it's a system. We have the urinary system, you know, and we have a system, we have the digestive system. And this system here, reproductive system, you know, that's a system officially, the reproductive system, until you're getting to reproduce, okay? That is when that actually becomes the reproductive system. But that's really more about your genitalia, okay? But when you begin to, if you are ready to reproduce, that is when that officially is the reproduction system. Until then, it's not. Okay, did you know that before? Because we talk about this reproductive system. You know, a five-year-old, what do they know about reproduction at five? Okay, a 10-year-old, what does the 10-year-old know about reproduction at 10? Okay, so it's really understanding. And again, we're not just talking about understanding the sex organs, okay? It's about understanding, it's information about yourself that you didn't have before. And if you did, I tell you, if these 10-year-olds really did know about their bodies, okay, their decisions around their activities with regard to sexuality would be so much different if we actually understood ourselves, okay? So, you know, again, now you're starting to see why it's so important that we have a better understanding of about knowing about ourselves, because it makes a difference in how we treat ourselves. It makes a difference in how we make decisions. It makes a difference in how we're functioning, okay? And the list goes on. Okay, so do some of these systems here. Now. Okay. All right, so let's talk about the integumentary system. Okay, now that's not a word that we hear about very often. It's not a term, okay, that we hear very often, but it's definitely a system that we should know about, okay? And what is it? This includes your skin. The integumentary system includes your skin, your hair, your subcutaneous, and nails. Did you know that? Okay. And with that being said, we're going to take a sponsor break, and we will be right back.
Humanity is experiencing a vast variety of disorders: HIV, Zika virus, Ebola, hypertension, meningitis, STD, Alzheimer's, and many others. These disorders are the results of not knowing how to live within and navigate the human body. Most of us have learned how to drive a car, but have yet to learn how to care for and navigate our bodies. Enroll into the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living to learn how to navigate and maintain a disease-free body. Visit us at www.juis.education or visit us on Facebook.
Okay, so welcome back to the Psychoneuroimmunology Hour, and we are really having a great discussion today. We're discussing, you should know about your body. Why? Because your body is part of your purpose, which we're going to get to momentarily. So we were talking about the integumentary system, and which is the system that is about your skin. Integument. Integument is actually another word for skin. It is another word for skin. And again, okay, now, many of us may see that as, well, why would I need to know about that? You know, I just need to know that I have skin. Well, I'll tell you something. Information is key. Now, if you didn't know that integument, and that is spelled integument, is another word for skin, guess what? You have that information now. And you know what? The likelihood is you're probably going to actually hear this word sooner than later, okay? And the bell will go off, and you'll say, you know what? I actually know what that is, okay? So this system offers protection from the environment, provides form and individual recognition characteristics, and aids in temperature and water regulation. Okay, so your skin is the site where, you know, when we hear about vitamin D, okay, and where vitamin D is generated, right? And this is why they talk about why being in the sun is so important. But it's interesting because, you know, there are people that are in very hot climates, so they're in the sun all the time. Right, and guess what? They're still having vitamin D issues. But again, why is that? It's not because of. It's not about it being It's not about being in the sun and having a vitamin D issue. It's about understanding that this information that you are unaware of right now that you really should have access information to. Okay, so again, you know, the skin serves a major purpose, and ultimately, the skin is really the third brain of the body, okay? It's a brain. It's another brain. It plays a major role in communication, you know? And I'll tell you what happens as we continue to get information about ourselves. You will start to get more information about yourself, in ways that you actually need it, that will be purposeful to whatever it is that you do. Okay? So when we choose to get the information about ourselves, the universe is always going to grant you more information about yourself, You know, and sometimes, you know, when we look at this information, you know, we say to ourselves that we don't really necessarily take a major interest in it because we feel that it doesn't pertain to our purpose, but it does, because your body is part of your purpose. This is why you have to understand, or not so much why you have to, but why one should understand that they should really have a healthy, expansive understanding about their body. Okay, again, we just don't build relationships with people. We need to build a relationship with our body. I tell you, the more that you know about your body, the more appreciative your body is going to be of you. Then we have the muscular system. Okay, this includes the skeletal muscles, and you know, again, this is about muscles, right? So this is about your muscles, okay? Now, do you have to know about biceps, triceps? Do you have to know about all of this? Not necessarily, okay? If you want more information, it's only going to benefit you when you do understand more about your musculoskeletal system, okay? But right now, we're just looking at the muscular system. So again, you know, here it is. You have information that you necessarily didn't have before, okay? Now, let's talk about the nervous system. This includes the brain, because we have different aspects of our system. We have the autonomic nervous system. We have the parasympathetic nervous system. And, you know, it's your nervous system that coordinates your movements and controls your responses to both external and internal stimuli. That's how we've been taught, okay? Now, those are just the basics. But you really want to learn about your nervous system. Your nervous system is, your nervous system. Everything in your body relates to nature. Everything in your body relates to nature. Your nervous system is a major, your brain is a major control center. A major control center. You don't even realize, we don't even know that consciousness this is how it begins to unfold in our reality. It starts in the brain. Right now, if we have a desire to learn about our bodies, well, this is the information that begins to come into our consciousness. Why? Because you opened yourself up to this amazing information, all because you said that you wanted to know more about yourself. Well, that's a gift of a gift, okay? There are so few of us that actually know what the role of the brain is. You know, the brain is the king and the body is the kingdom. And when you understand that about yourself, believe me, it's going to make so many changes with how you operate, how you function, how you're maneuvering throughout your reality, okay? So, again, it's really important that we continue to learn about ourselves. You know, why put your hand into someone else's? Why let someone else dictate your reality? Okay? If you're going to get some blood work, you're going really to get information. Okay? But again, as we continue to build relationships with ourselves, right, with our bodies, with ourselves and our bodies, you're going to find that you continue to get more information how you can really keep you and your body functioning in the way and in the order that it's supposed to, okay? Now, before I was talking about the muscular system, but let's look at the skeletal system. You know, the skeletal system is composed of bones, joints, cartilage, ligaments, and tendons, okay? Your skeleton provides structural support and protection for your internal organs, okay? Now, and in cooperation with your muscular system, your skeletal system participates in movement and locomotion. Okay, now, do you ever look at yourself like that? Okay, you know, the only time that I ever really see skeletons is like on Halloween when these children are walking around in these costumes. And that's another reason we won't talk about Halloween, because, you know, I like to support life, okay? You know, but the skeleton is not about death, okay? The skeleton is its framework. It's a framework, okay? But, you know, can you just, like, let's just say you're working out in a gym and you're looking at your arm, you're watching yourself lift these weights, and just knowing that all these muscles, your bones and your nerves and your tendons or your ligaments are playing a role in that action, okay? And here it is, you know, a lot of times in the gym we're looking at our bodies, you know, for as far as how we may look aesthetically. Are you really noticing your body, okay, and what your body is about, or is it just about the aesthetic? But I got to tell you, if you're looking in the mirror while you're working out and you're admiring your physique, that's all well and good. But your body's going to appreciate you even more when you can look at that bicep and you're like, bicep, you just look awesome, okay? We really should be talking to our bodies, but we're not, okay? We're not. And then when something happens, we're just completely surprised that something happened because we think as far as how we look externally that, you know what, everything internally is A-okay. Okay, but again, when you have the information and you're building these relationships about yourself, it really does make a shift, okay, in how or the relationship that you have with your body and ultimately how you're functioning as a whole. Okay, so let's look at some of the other systems here. We have the circulatory system. This includes your heart, blood vessels, and blood. Okay, and your circulatory system is what's responsible for delivering oxygen and nutrients to every cell, tissue, and organ in your body. Okay, it also conveys immune cells and electrolytes, hormones, and other vital substances throughout your body. Okay, now, that's just a basic understanding. But you know what, that basic understanding, it's really in your awareness now. It's not about taking a test to see how much you know, but when it's really in your awareness, once again, what are you doing by having access to this information? You're building a relationship with yourself. That's what you're doing ultimately. Okay, this is what you're doing. You know, again, you know about your circulatory system that includes your heart, your blood vessels, and blood. You're now building a relationship with yourself. That's what you're doing. You're building a relationship with yourself and your body. Let's look at the lymphatic system. It's travel with your blood vessels and the lymph nodes where immune cells are produced. Okay? So now the lymphatic system returns a clear fluid called lymph from your tissues and organs to your heart. Lymph is produced by the leakage of a small amount of fluid from your blood vessels into the surrounding tissues. The lymphatic system also transports fats absorbed from your intestines and carries immune cells from one place to another in your body. Now, listen, I know that I've done a lot of studying out the years, but, you know, that information just always seems to excite me, okay? You know, and maybe this is why I teach immunology now, but, you know, again, it's just knowing that these systems are working together. And, you know, no matter what, you know, no matter what you do in life, you know, you're always a system inside of a system inside of a system. And you're going to find that, you know, learning about your body is easier than you may think it is, because a lot of it is actually relative to what you're doing and you really don't even realize it, okay? So, you know, depending on what your line of work is, you will find that it always relates to the human body on some level, okay? Because everything, okay, so now, and I'm going to give you a real live example of that in a moment. Okay, I'm going to give you two examples of that in a moment. The respiratory system encompasses the organs of breathing, which includes your nose, your pharynx, your larynx. Your pharynx is within the mouth, the larynx is within the throat, the trachea, the windpipe, the bronchi, and the bronchioles, which are airways, lungs, and diaphragm. Your sinuses, which are lined by the same type of cells that line your upper airways, are included in the respiratory system. Your respiratory system is the principal site of gas exchange in your body, right? That's just, again, knowing that, just knowing that, and that's enough for you to know in regards to for someone to build a relationship with their body, okay? And your lungs are saying, oh, my goodness, you're taking an interest in me? You mean the person that lives, the soul that lives inside this body is taking an interest in what I do, okay? And I'll tell you, you know, your body does respond to that energy when we are becoming cognizant, that when we're becoming aware, when we are building a relationship, okay? It does create a stimulus, okay? So now, the digestive system. The digestive system consists of a series of connected organs that together allow the body to break down and absorb food and remove waste. It includes the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestines, the large intestines, the rectum, and the anus. The liver and the pancreas also play a role in the digestive system because they produce digestive juices. Okay, now, you remember I said to you I was going to give you two examples of how you see it in nature or how you see it outside of yourself? So for those of you that, you know, wherever you drive, okay, I'm going to use Atlanta, for example, because I lived there for a couple of years. There are these highways, okay, and, you know, I've seen them in Florida too, where when you're getting off the highway, and you notice how you begin to loop around. That is designed after the intestinal system, okay? We're not seeing these things. Okay, we're not paying attention to it. Why? How can you if you don't know anything about yourself? Okay, seriously, how would you know to even relate that to yourself unless you knew more about yourself? Okay, again, right there. Okay, and really, that's an important piece of information. And we're going to come back to that because we're going to take a sponsored break and we're going to keep pointing out some of these examples in nature.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neural nutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so Neuroimmunology Hour, and we are talking about, you know, that you should know about your body. Why? Because your body is part of the purpose. So I just gave an example about, you know, when you're driving on a highway and you're on a highway that loops around and around. You know, that's actually designed after your intestinal system. Now, when you look outside nature, you know, take a look at a tree, okay? Because if you knew anything about the brain, you would know that that tree is actually a neuron. It is a neuron. Now, it's amazing because when you look at that tree knows it's a tree, and that tree knows everything about itself. It does. It knows that right now it's getting ready to go into hibernation for the winter, depending on where you are. I'm in New York, okay? And then the leaves are going to fall off, and then here it is, it'll be in hibernation, and then by spring it's going to start to bud again, and those leaves are going to sprout, okay? They're going to blossom, excuse me. And that tree knows that's what it's supposed to do time and time again. It knows about itself. A plant knows that it's a plant. Okay, everything ultimately really is consciousness, but this is where we as humans, we don't know about ourselves. Okay, we don't. You know what? Life would be so different for ourselves. Okay, let's look at the endocrine system. It consists of 8 major glands that secrete hormones into the blood. Okay, and, you know, we have, you know, again, and the endocrine system, you know, all the systems are powerful, okay? But, you know, you have these glands in the body that really play a major role in keeping us together, okay, on all levels, okay? And we know so little about them. We have the thyroid. We have the parathyroid. We have the hypothalamus, the pineal, the pituitary, the adrenal glands. You know, these glands that play, and they all communicate with each system, the immune system, the nervous system. Did you know that? You know, I can't begin to tell you how many times a client comes to me, they show me their blood work. You're like, oh, Dr. Pierman, my medical doctor says that my thyroid is off. No, your thyroid isn't off. It's you who's off, and your thyroid is being challenged right now. And again, again, that's how we're conditioned. We are conditioned to look at our bodies outside of ourselves, as opposed to understanding that your body supports you and what you are supposed to be doing in life. And when you have a better understanding, if we had a relationship with our body, we would know so much more about ourselves on all levels, but we don't. We don't, okay? Let's look at the urinary system. This helps to eliminate a waste product, okay, called urea from the body, okay, which is produced when certain foods are broken down, okay? And the whole system includes two kidneys, two ureters, the bladder, two sphincter muscles, and the urethra, okay? Now, you know, again, you might be saying to yourself, well, why would I want to know about that? Because it's your body. It is your body, okay? And, you know, we've become so cognitive dissonant to not look at ourselves that we just blow it off, okay? But then we are surprised when we go to see our medical practitioners and they're telling you that you're experiencing a health issue. And then we chalk it up to what? Oh, it's genetics, okay? No, play a role in what's happening with you, but that's just a piece of the problem. The real problem is that you don't know anything about yourself, okay? And again, if we knew more about ourselves, life would be very different for us, okay? But we have this disconnect. We are living in cognitive dissonance with ourselves. We can't do that, okay? We weren't designed by the source of all things for it to be this way. And here it is. I went through years of education, and it wasn't until that I began to learn more about myself, Heather Pearman, okay, the human being, that I began to get the information that was telling me that I need to understand more about myself and my body, my avatar. Okay, now, the immune system, okay, this is the body's defense against bacteria, viruses, and other pathogens that may be harmful, okay? Now, we did talk about that briefly before, but again, your immune system is amazing, okay? It really is, right? But it's not there from getting just the cold or flu, okay, or any disease process. It's there to really keep you functioning, not to keep you preventing you from just getting a cold or a flu or any sort of dis-ease. It's there to keep you together. It's there to keep you together, okay? And I'm going to expand upon that more in a moment. I want to talk about what this is known as the reproductive system, which allows humans to reproduce. Well, again, you know, these are your sex organs, okay? This does not become the reproductive system until you are getting ready to reproduce someone, okay? And I'm going to say that again. You are reproducing someone, okay? And I want you to think about that word, reproduce, okay? Are you producing or are you reproducing someone, okay? And now if we paid attention to that term, reproduction, we would have a better understanding of why people are here in this existence. But again, we're in this reality of cognitive dissonance, and we know nothing about ourselves, okay? But right now, this is where you're getting the opportunity just to get a smidgen. This is really more than that. You're really getting some great expansive information about yourself in this moment. You know, so covering these systems today, again, was to give you information about your body, because what you have to understand about your body is that it is autonomous in nature. It is so beautifully and magnificently designed that it doesn't need your conscious input. It doesn't need it, okay? But you should know about it, okay? You should know about it, because when any system is out of order, okay, and you're aware that it's out of order, because the more that you know, actually the more in tune it becomes a sensation, okay? The more in tune that we become, the way that we begin to look at what is happening is, again, the body's autonomous, it's a self-healing organism, but any system, any gland, okay, any organ that is out of balance, that is malfunctioning here, or their dysfunction, we'll say, out of order, okay, the body does not break down on its own. It is the person that is in the body as to what the body is responding to. And if you knew more about your body, okay, guarantees you know more about yourself, okay? And you would never be surprised when you hear about anything that's going wrong in your body, because the minute that something is shifting or there's any kind of problem, the first thing that you would know to do innately is to look at what is happening in your life, okay? It is to look at what's happening in your life. Now, why is the title of this show, You Should Know About Your Body? Because why? Because your body is part of your purpose. Your body is designed to support you, fulfill your purpose. I'm going to say that again. Whether you're male or female, melanin recessive, melanin dominant, okay, you got red hair, black hair, doesn't matter what we're talking about as far as that's concerned right now. It still plays a part in your purpose, okay, but your body was designed specifically for you and what you are doing here in this lifetime, okay? And this is why you should know about it, okay? This is why you should know about your systems, because when your systems are dysfunctioning, it's because there is something in your life that's out of alignment. And majority of the time, you know what that is? You don't know who you are, and you have no idea about your purpose. And we're putting ourselves in these situations that are not relative to what we're supposed to be doing, okay? And again, if you had a better idea as far as your body is concerned, because, you know, we just covered today, because we only have an hour, right? But we just covered today about the systems here, right? But if you knew more about emotions, how they're related to the organs, and this is really important. You shouldn't have to put this in someone else's hands, okay? If we knew more about how the emotions related to our systems, to our body as a whole, you would know where you're out of alignment, okay? You know, I'm going to give you an example, the liver. What are some of the emotions that cause the liver to have challenges, experience challenges? Anger, frustration, resentment, okay, aggression, indecisiveness, okay? These are the emotions. So, you know, if you go and get a blood test and you find out that your liver enzymes are out of balance, well, what do? We normally sit there and we're like, oh, my gosh, what am I supposed to do? Well, okay, fine. You got some information. But what should you be doing ultimately? Gosh, you know, what's going on in my life right now? Am I experiencing anger? Am I in frustration? Am I in resentment? So if you were able to make those connections about you and your body, what you would have the information on what you would have to do next. Okay, but again, we don't have any information about ourselves, so how do we know that? We always put it into someone else's hands. And again, if we're in our purpose, which your body is designed to support you or to help you to fulfill, okay, many of us are doing things just to make money, okay, and it has nothing to do with our purpose. And everyone comes to this existence with a divine purpose, okay? And I'm going to stop right there because we're going to take another sponsor break. And when we get back, we're really going to expand upon that one.
You are listening to the Jewel Network Science Radio Broadcasting Frequency. The Jewel Network provides the neuronutrition and stimulates expansion and evolution of the human brain, nervous system, and body. Remember, our source is a neuron.
Okay, so welcome back, and we're talking about you should know about your body. Why? Because your body is part of your purpose. Okay, so ultimately, why do you have a body? Because your body is here to help you fulfill your purpose. That's all that it was ever supposed to be. It wasn't supposed to be anything else. But again, you know, we have this programming that is about money, 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 and we become enslaved to this idea. And why is that? Because, again, we live in this belief of lack and doubt and fear, okay? And, again, you see, this is the beautiful thing about the body, because if we're living in lack, doubt, and fear, well, guess what takes the hit? Your body. Why? Why does your body take the hit? Because your body already knows what you are supposed to be here doing. You're already coming with the program. You might have some stuff to clean up, okay, when you come into this existence. And if you knew that, okay, you would take care of that, but you would ultimately know that you need to be existing and living in your purpose, okay? But again, we end up taking on these other realities that have nothing to do with what we're supposed to be doing. And when you are living in your purpose, you're in joy, you're in love, you're in bliss, you're in ecstasy, you're in compassion, you're in kindness, forgiveness, trust, abundance, okay, freedom, liberation, and gratitude, okay? That's what life becomes when you exist in your purpose. And you know what? You won't have to worry about the body getting sick because you're not living in an emotional reality anymore of fear, doubt, lack, shame, sadness, anger, aggression. You're living in states of consciousness, okay? And again, your body is here to help you fulfill your purpose. And if you knew that about yourself, actually, it's your body. It's really your owner's manual, okay? And again, if we knew that, life would function very differently for us. But you know what? This is not how we're being educated. And this is why we're here today, so you can get more information about yourself and continue to take the steps necessary for us to continue to evolve. Now, the question is, do you know your purpose? Do you know your purpose? Do you know what you're supposed to be doing? Certainly what you do, it's who you are. And when you're in your purpose, you will find that every aspect of your reality becomes relative to your purpose. You know, and it's so interesting because the other night I was watching something on YouTube, okay? It was about, you know, alien civilizations, and it was these scientists. It was really amazing, to tell you the truth. It was just amazing. And there was so much information in this video, and I was just so amazed, okay? Not so much about learning about aliens, okay, and why am I bringing this up? Because I'm hoping that it helps to trigger something inside of you. We are the only species in this existence that doesn't know about themselves, not know about themselves, okay? And that was very clear to me when we were watching this video last night, okay? And these were the downloads that I was getting last night about, you know, just learning so many things, but watching that video was actually relative to my purpose. Was it about aliens? No, that's not what's being said here. There was information, and sometimes this is how information comes to you, okay? So this way you have more information about yourself that you didn't necessarily have before. But again, we don't know anything about ourselves, okay? Guess what? This is what happens. We're not getting information. We're not getting information, okay? It was so amazing just learning. Like, they were talking about suits. And, I mean, you know, basically the gentleman was talking about his experience and the suit that he had to put on and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, wow, you know, all that information that being expressed in this video, okay, where you realize that you didn't know anything about yourself. It's like, you know, that's awfully scary. Okay, that is awfully scary. Okay, and this is a big reason why, okay, we are functioning the way that we're functioning. Like, we don't know anything about ourselves. You know, a client once said, I just laugh about this all the time. He says, you know, whenever I hear the word leukocyte, which is a blood cell, a white blood cell, he says it puts me to sleep, right? And I'm laughing. It's funny on one level, but it's sad at the same time because you should know what a leukocyte is. There's no reason that when you go to your doctor that doctor should be talking over your head. Do you have to know all the biochemistry? No, you don't. Okay? You can still go to your doctor if you wanted to for just a reference. Okay? But again, it's not for you to put the control into someone else's hands. Okay? So, you know, and when we're not living our purpose, when we're under stress, fear, doubt, shame, you have to understand something. You're putting your cells, your body in danger every day. Every day that we are not living our purpose, because this is when the body really starts to break down. Okay? And I want you to really think about that. When you're not living your purpose, you're putting your cells in danger. It's stress. okay? It is stress. And this creates dis-ease, okay? So now, with that being said, guess what? We have information for you today about learning about your body. I am so excited, okay? And, you know, every week as we put our shows together, you know, I always think about how, you know, this is what I want you to have the information. We want you to have the information. Why? Because it's about you. It really is about you. Did you know that before, that your body is here to serve you and your purpose so you can fulfill your purpose? No one's talking to you about that. We see commercials about cancer and diabetes and herpes and this, that, and the other. And we're just so disconnected. But why are we developing these diseases to begin with? Because the body's stressed out, okay? We're putting it in danger every day, and we are not living our purpose. And if we were, we'd be living in an abundant reality and not less. So now, the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences, we have our fall lineup, and we have a great one, okay? We do. We have the Dr. Jewel Balancing Program, which is about getting the right and left hemispheres, your brain holosync, synchronized. And when you begin to understand, you balance your brain, you start growing the brain tissue, life is never the same for you after that. I got to tell you that right now, okay? We have the Dr. Jewel Brain Balancing Alliance. That is where you learn how to work in the second circuit of your brain. You know, we actually have, you know, the circuitry. We have the reptile brain. We have the ant brain, the bird brain, the mammalian. We're not learning anything about ourselves. Because if you knew, you would understand why your body has the ability to regenerate itself. It is a self-organizing system. Then we have living and being universal principles. When you learn about these principles, you are able to spiritually align yourself in ways that you couldn't even imagine before. You will truly understand who you are in this existence, okay? We also have Your Body is Your Blueprint. This is the class about immunology and body hygiene for the 21st century, okay? And then we also have the 1320, the Law of Time. Not learning about that time is money, because time is art. Okay, this whole Gregorian calendar, the clock, all this stuff that our bodies are constantly up against, that's not true. And these are the classes, and all these classes are designed to help every individual reclaim their body's owner's manual so you know how to operate and maneuver in this existence and being able to fulfill your divine purpose. And you know what? Every class has a very specific intention, but ultimately it has a collective intention. And if you choose to join us, believe me, you are going to get a wealth of information. And the more that you know about yourself, the more wealth that you will magnetize into your life, because you're living in abundance. You will be living in abundance, and you will understand that lack can't exist. That is, this is definitely where you're learning about the universal principles, but it ties into every part of your existence and every part of existence, because everything is universal principles. So come and hang out with us for the Jewel University for Immortal Science, with the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences during our fall semester. Check us out at juis.education. Our fall semester is being launched this week. It is not too late to register. Get the information about yourself, because with knowledge come responsibility, right? But it's not responsibility like it's too hard. It allows you to be able to make the shifts in your life that you've always wanted to, okay? It gives you dominion over who you are, okay? That's how it was always supposed to be. It's not about somebody else dictating your reality. It's about you being able to have control over your life in a divine way. And when we have that, no one can take that away from you. No one can take that away from you. That is just a power and a state of consciousness where you know that you are fully aligned with the source. And this is how we were supposed to be created. This is how we were supposed to be created. It was never supposed to be any other way. So, again, we have this amazing lineup, and, you know, it's time to reclaim your body's owner's manual, you know. And when you do, what can you say? Wouldn't it be great to be able to walk into your doctor's office and, you know, they're going over your blood work and you have an understanding as to what's happening? So let's just say there's one reading that's high or low, it's off track, and you can look at that and you can say, you know what, I know there's something going on in my life that I have to change. I'm going to take care of myself mentally. I'm going to take care of myself physically. I'm going to take care of myself emotionally. I'm going to take care of myself spiritually. And when you put all these pieces of the puzzle together, this is where you have dominion over your life and your reality. And you understand who you are in this existence. And there's nothing better than that. So come hang out. Again, check us out at www.juis.education. Okay, get the information. You can enroll in our classes. We have payment plans. Okay, if you want to, if you need to be on a payment plan. And, you know, I am just grateful as the dean of the College of Regenerative Medicine and Hygiene, that I get the opportunity to deliver this to you. So now, looking at my education, was it in vain? No, it wasn't. It was all part of my purpose, not just so I can practice, but because, you know what, when you have information, you're not supposed to withhold. You're actually supposed to be able to share it with others. And this is where we get to be able to teach you in a format. It's not just about the immune system and body hygiene. You're learning about your body, but in consciousness, okay? And you have to know how to take care of your body, okay? It's not just about brushing your teeth, combing your hair, and putting on deodorant. No, it's about knowing how to take care of yourself, of your body, so your body can support you as a soul in that body in what you're supposed to be doing. That's what body hygiene is about. You're going to learn about your teeth. You're going to learn about your immune system. Boy, you're going to learn about your systems in ways that you didn't learn before. You're going to learn about how your blood cells regenerate every 127 days. But what happens in that 127 days, okay, how your thoughts affect your blood, okay, it is so powerful when you have this information. So with that being said, check us out at juis.education. We're sending you love and light. We want to see you in our fall lineup. Thank you for joining us tonight on the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour. Thank you for allowing me to share with you, because I love this work, okay? And it always gives me an opportunity to educate others, okay? So love and light to all of you. We know you're going to see
Thank you
in our
for sharing this hour with
and we'll see you
You've
next
You've been listening
week.
To the Psycho Neuroimmunology Hour on the Jewel Network Science Broadcasting Frequency. Join Dr. Pearman here every Tuesday at 5 p.m. on the Jewel Network, hosted by thejewelnetwork.com and the Jewel University of Immortal Sciences for Immortal Living Jewish. For our complete broadcast schedule, additional information, and to purchase products, please visit our website, www.thejewelnetwork.com. If you'd like to contact us, please send your email to info@thejewelnetwork.net. Thank you. This broadcast is under full copyright and trademark protection owned by the House of Jewels. This broadcast in its entirety, nor any part of this broadcast, can be reproduced, copied, transcribed, placed in podcast format, placed into MP3 format, or suspended on any internet digital location without express permission from the House of Jewels, Washington State, USA. To reproduce or suspend this broadcast in any digital location other than the Jewel Network is prohibited, and legal proceedings will follow accordingly. Thank you for listening.